कामान कामयति कामी जदर्थं यः पुरुषः स वै देहस्तु पारक्यो भंगुरो जाति उपेति च. ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद. ए लिविंग एंटिटी desires comfort for his body and makes many plans for this purpose. But actually the body is the property of others. Indeed, the perishable body embraces the living entity and then leaves him aside. One desires comfort for his body and tries to make a suitable situation for this purpose, forgetting that the body is meant to be eaten by dogs, jackals, or moths, and thus turned into useless tool, ashes, or art. The living entity wastes his time in a futile attempt to gain material possessions for the comfort of one body with another. This material body here, the living entity possesses, is very dear to him. He always desires material comfort, material happiness. Therefore, he makes many plans for that purpose. But this body is the property of others. This body is not property of yours. Nor is.
No, Kani Prahlad Maharaj.
Prahlad Maharaj says so, but what do you think? You think this is my body, this is my property, isn't it? Everybody thinks so. But Prahlad Maharaj says this body is the property of others. Whose property is it? When the body perishes, then the animals, jackals, dogs eat it. As long as body is alive, those property it is.
Everybody thinks my property.
Everybody thinks my property, but that thinking is not correct. But Prahlad Maharaj says the body is the property of others. So whose property it is?
Other living entity.
Nonsense. Although living entities, that's a fact when the body is dead, isn't it? But as long as it is alive, whose property it is? Gopikanta?
Krishna's.
Not. It's others. It's plural number, not singular. But it says, the property of others. Plural number, not singular. You say Krishna. Is Krishna singular? Is Krishna plural? Then, yes.
Prabhupada Upadas, Sukola Vilati.
Yes, yes, yes. The property of the parents, they have given birth to this body, isn't it? The wife thinks this body is property of mine, she wants to enjoy, isn't it? As you say, your so-called relatives, friends, kit and kin, they think body is ours. We can get some gain out of this property, this body, isn't it? So, Prahlad Maharaj says this body is the property of others, isn't it? It is not property of the individual soul that possesses the body. But the conditioned soul thinks that this is my property and he desires comfort for this property, for this body, and tries to make a suitable situation for this purpose, isn't it? But when this body, this is bhanguro, it is stated here, Sabai dehastu parakyo bhanguro. Bhanguro means perishable. You understand? Any movement, it can be perished. You understand? It will go away, dead, finished. There is no certainty. But the living entity is so attached to this body, it makes so many plans for it. Why? It is so foolish that it does so. But it cannot keep this body all along, always. And in Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, in all Vedic scriptures, it's very clearly stated that living entity is changing body one after another. And this body is also changing in every movement. Omaram dehino asmin jatha dehe omaram jogunam jara tatha dehantara prapti virastatra mamuyati. This Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, you know that verse. But this English translation.
As embodied soul passes continuously into this body, change constantly into this body. Similarly, at the time of death,
Kumaram Jovanam Jara.
Yes, from childhood, youth, and old age.
Old age.
Similarly, the soul change into another body at the time of death.
Yes. Viras tatra na muhyati.
But the sage learned person shouldn't be disturbed by the such change.
Such change. Yes. They know this is the nature of this body. And we are not this body, we are spirit souls. Gita says, Srimad Bhagavad Gita says, Nanyate Anyamani Sarire. So many things. Nanyate Anyamani Sarire. You understand? Body is dead, but the soul is never dead. It's eternal. Body is not eternal, but the soul is eternal. Isn't it? No, annyate annyamani sarire. That Gita says, isn't it? So, the Buddha, the learned person or wise man, who knows this, he never laments for the change of this body. And he never attached to this body. Rather, as long as this body is there, and he knows that this body is meant for others. And especially, this is the property, factually, of Krishna. You understand? So this should be applied for Krishna service. And that is the proper utilization of this body. You understand? One who is intelligent, one who is wise, he does so. He utilizes his body for the service of Krishna. And he knows that this body is short lived, any moment it will perish. So it's better to utilize it for the service of Krishna. That is the proper use. And this man of Janma, as we say, is Durlabham. Is very rarely obtained. Durlabham manusum janmam. Why it is said durlabha?
Durlabha means very rare, very rare.
Why it is said so?
Because for obtaining this material, human form of life, one must undergo two, eightfold life, species of life.
Therefore, durlabha?
And then to achieve this human form of life is not something.
That's a fact, but it's not durlabha for that purpose, for that reason.
It means this human form of life
is orthada. Labdha sudurlabha idam bahusham bhavanti. Manusya marthada manitya matiya dhira. 11th canto. Bhagavatam says so. after undergoing so many lakhs of stages of life, you have obtained this rarely obtainable human form of body, strength and human body. And it is only to any time, at any moment, it will go out, it will perish. Kshana bhangura, as it is said here. But it is arthada. That means this body, through this body, as long as you are in this body, you can get that paramartha. You understand? Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. These four, we say, four purusharthas. You understand? And above that, fifth one is paramartha. That is Krishna bhakti. You understand? And so this human body, only this Krishna bhakti is obtained from the other body. Therefore, it is known as arthada. You understand? And therefore, it is known as durlabha. We say durlabha, rarely obtained. But like Prahlad Maharaj and other devotees, bhaktas, mahajanas, sadhus, they see that these conditioned souls don't know this thing. They are always making so many plans, drying their waste, so many ways they try to get comfort, pleasure from this body. But they are defeated. Yesterday we were discussing that thing. They cannot get any pleasure and happiness, rather they get distress again and again. So they are so much attached to this body, and they are also so much attached to this so-called this material world, their family, their friends, their wife, their children, their property. You understand? They are attached. They say, in other words, sansara. You understand? That is their sansara, their world. But in the long run, or eventually, what do they get? They get only nature. And they find there are so many problems, many problems, innumerable problems, isn't it? And his so-called wife, children, family, nobody can give him pleasure. You understand? So there is a nice song written by Madhana Sadhus, was that song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. You know that song?
I hear once.
Do you find that song?
After singing?
No. The other day we sang.
You gave me yesterday.
You gave me. So now I can sing. Yeah, practicing. All right. But this is a nice song. Durlabha manava janma lobhiya sansare
durlabha manava janma lobhiya sansare
Thank you. Oh,
মানব জন্ম লভিয়া সংসারে কৃষ্ণ না ভজিন দুঃখ কহিব কাহারে। সাধু বৌদ্ধিক মহাজন দেশি দিস ফেলো নৃহরি অ্যাডাপ্টেন মানব জন্ম হিউম্যান ফর্ম বডি হিউম্যান লাইফ উইচ ইজ রিয়ালি অবটেনেবল বাট ইজ নট ডুইং কৃষ্ণ ভজন। হ্যাঁ, running after bodily comforts, not doing Krishna bhajan. The sadhus, they lament for it. Oh, they lament for it. This is really disgrace, dukkha. You understand? Because obtaining such a rarely obtainable body to love man of janma, this person is not doing Krishna bhajan. You understand? Sansar sansar kore miche gelo kal labana hoilo kichu ghotilo jondiya. It's passing away his time, his lifetime. Sansar 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 sansar. You understand? My wife, my children, my family, my friends, my land, my all this. Well, he is a sansar. So much a task. Just wasting his time. But what is the benefit? What gain? Nothing. Rather, Gautilo Dunya, you have come so many problems. You understand? Isn't it? কিসের সংসার এই ছায়াবাজি প্রায় ইহাতে মমতা করি দুসা দিন যায় ওর সাধক সংসার লাইক ছায়াবাজি সিনেমা শো টিভি শো ইজ লাইক টিভি শো হ্যাঁ সিনেমা শো হ্যাঁ লাইক দ্যাট ইহাতে মমতা করি দুসা দিন যায় অ্যান্ড দিস বিল্ডার সো ইগনোরেন্ট So, the living entity is attached too much to this samsara and wasting his time. You understand? Yede a patana hele ki kore amar, yaha sukha nahi dibe putra parivar. This body must perish one day. Jatasyoi dhruva murti, Gita says. You know that? Jatasyoi dhruva murti. Mrutu is dhruva, as sure as death. Death is sure, isn't it? One was taken birth, must die one day. So, yadeva patan hele ki kore when this body is dead. What benefit will you give? কেহ সুখ নাই দিবে পুত্র পরিবার his sons, his wife, his children, his family, nobody will give him pleasure. Can anybody? No. Isn't it? But he's so much attached to it. Isn't it, Pala? Will your wife give you happiness? Will your family men give you happiness? Will your children give you happiness? Nobody will give you happiness. You understand? কেহ সুখ নাই দিবে putra, parivar, the son and family. Nobody will give you. You understand? What?
Yes or no?
Dilli ka laddu jo kaya wo pastaya, no kaya wo pastaya. One has tasted Dilli ka laddu, he laments. One has not tasted like you, he also laments. It is such a thing. Do you understand? Here, Mahajan says, yaho sukha nahi dibe putra parivar. The son, the family, wife, nobody will give him pleasure. Do you understand? Gordhaver mato ami kori parishram kala ke oto karo mahajan silakram. Like an ash, you are toiling so hard. Isn't it? The man is toiling so hard, like an ass. But for whom are you toiling so hard? You don't know it? Naam uti lo bro. You understand? Kahala ki oto bro. For whom are you toiling? For what purpose are you toiling? Sense enjoyment. Is it really enjoyment?
No.
Jai samsada bhoga. Dukha dono yo evate. Gita says. The outcome of that sense enjoyment is dukha misery. Then why are you toiling? It is foolishness. Isn't it? Dino jaya micha kaje nisha nidra boshe. Nahi bhabi morono nikote ache bose. The dead time is wasted. How? By engaging yourself in so many wars. You understand? And the night time is spent in sleeping and meditating, isn't it? It's in this way we are wasting time, isn't it? Prahlad. In Srimad Bhagavatam also it is said, Nidra yati naktam beva yena chava vaya diva chathe haya rajan kutumbo bharan yena vaya deha patya paratra visu atta sannisu asatsu api te sankramatva nidhanam pasyannapi na pasyati. You know that verse? You know this verse?
I know the idea.
Idea? Have you heard it ever? Oh, me. What does it mean? Night is spent in sleeping, mating. Our lifetime, duration of life is spent in this way. Diva tarthe hoya rajan kutumbo bharaniyena va. Daytime is spent earning money for maintenance of kutumbo family. Isn't it? Toiling hard, working hard like an ass. Jaha patya kratradi svatma sanya svasat sutta. This body, kratra wife, children, those who are related to this body, kith and kin, these are all asat, perishable. Not eternal, isn't it? Temporary. Tesam pramatva nidhanam pasyam api na pasyati. He sees his father dies, his wife dies, his friend dies, isn't it? But he's so foolish that he says, oh, they die, I won't die. I'll live. This is untrue. Kim asarjam? अन्यानि भूतानि गच्छन्ति जम मन्दिरं शेषा जीवितुमिच्छन्ति किमाश्चर्यम् अतः धर्म प्रकाश पूर्व चिंता को दिस की मास वट इज वंडरफुल दिस मैर आंसर दिस हां अन्य अन्य भूतानि गच्छन्ति जम मन्दिरं शेषा जीवितुमिच्छन्ति किमाश्चर्यम् अतः एवरी डे ऑन मींस एवरी डे वी सी मेनी पीपल आर डाइंग going to the abode of Dhamaraj. Huh? Nuruhari sees this thing. Huh? He thinks, oh, he dies, I won't die. I will live. I won't die. And this is wonderful. Is there anything wonderful, more wonderful than this? This is the master, Jemna Dhafara. Then saying, Esam pramattani dhanam paschanna pina paschati. He says all are dying. He sees it, but he cannot see it. He is so mad at it. So attached to it, his body and persons or things related to his body. You understand? Vinodaya micha kade nisa nidra boshe nahi bhavi morana nikote aachi boshe. The daytime is spent like this. Futile work, activity. And night time is spent in sleeping and mating. But he doesn't think, he cannot think the death is approaching. Death is sitting beside you, isn't it? The foolish person doesn't think so. Bhalo mundo khai heri pori chinta hino nahi bhavi yedeho tharibo kon dino. It's very nicely. Para table food, and put some nice clothes, see nice, beautiful object things, not thinking that you'll die, not thinking of death. The day will come when I have to leave this body, not thinking of it. You understand? Deho geho kolokradi chinta abhiroto. जागीचे हृदय मोर बुद्धि करी हो तो इज ऑलवेज थिंकिंग ऑफ व्हाट हां पुलिस पर्सन ऑलवेज थिंक्स ऑफ व्हाट
हाउ टू इट नाइस थिंग
ही थिंक्स ऑफ दिस हिज बॉडी हिज होम हिज वाइफ हिज चिल्ड्रन हिज फैमिली ऑल दिस थॉट्स यू अंडरस्टैंड ऑल इज थिंक्स लाइक अबाउट ऑल दिस थिंग्स यू अंडरस्टैंड जागीचे हृदय मोर बुद्धि करी बसो भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर से दिस थॉट्स आर देयर इन मी इन माय माइंड एंड ऑल माय इंटेलिजेंस इज लॉस्ट यू अंडरस्टैंड हाय हाय नहीं भाभी अनित्य ये सब जीवन विगते कथा रहिबे बोल अलास ही कैन नॉट थिंक दैट इज ऑल अनित्य इज ऑल पेरिशेबल टेंपरेरी जीवन विगते कथा रही वेन दिस बॉडी इज फिनिश्ड इज देयर एनी रिलेशनशिप इज ऑल फिनिश्ड श्मशान शरीर मम पड़िया रही व्यंग पतंग तार विहार कर दिस बॉडी इज डेड इट विल बी कैरिड टू द क्रिमेटोरियम यू अंडरस्टैंड श्मशान And lying there, the swans, the jackals, the vultures, the birds, so many worms, insects, they will eat it. You understand? And the swans and dogs, jackals, they will feast, they will make feast for this swan. You understand? Persons, those who are related to this body, You understand? Cut the speak up there. Huh? This body and the relatives, those are related to this body, the wife, children, so-called friends, and the possessions of this body, bank balance, nice house, isn't it? All these things. Will they get? Will they give you any pleasure? Nobody can give you any pleasure. Atoya maya moha chari buddhiman nitya tattva krishna bhakti karuna sanna. So, buddhiman, one who is intelligent, he should give up this maya moha, this delusion. You understand? This attachment to this perishable body and the things and persons related to this body should give up such attachment. And then Farsal Hido, Nitya Tattva Krishna Bhakti Karuna Sandhan. Only Krishna Bhakti is eternal, Nitya Tattva. He should satya bhava. You understand? This is a nice song. And that is also stated here. If one desires comfort for his body and tries to make a suitable situation for this purpose, forgetting that the body is meant to be eaten by dogs, jackals, moths, and dustbins, and grasses, is a stone. Je dehara yehi goti. You understand? And the ignorant fool, the person, is so much attached to this body. You understand? Prahlada Maharaj says, all Mahajanas say so. Idam sariram satasandhi jarjaram. Many times, many nice things are there, verses are there, said about this perishable body. You understand? Idam sariram satasandhi jarjaram. Then, what is that? See, do you know all these things, Guru Hari?
From you.
You should know, these are very nice things, you see. One should know all these things, should realize these things, and should give up all this false attachment. And the only attached to the lotus feet of Krishna, development, only attachment for Krishna. You understand?
But no strength.
What do you say?
No strength.
No strength. You have such a strong body and you have no strength? What do you say?
Defense, spiritual strength. Spiritual strength.
Oh, spiritual strength. That is the real thing, a false thing, isn't it?
Yes. Missing.
That is missing. But you must search for God. You must search for it. How can I get it? Isn't it? You must be very eager for it. How can I get it? Isn't it? Are you eager? Are you eager? So, if someone is eager, he can get it. Paramatma, the super soul, who is inside the heart, makes arrangement for it. You understand?
Not eager, but are trying to become eager.
You must be eager. You develop it. You should develop such eagerness. You understand? But we were yesterday saying about this detachment, attachment and detachment. We should not be attached to this spiritual body or material comforts and material happiness. Only the level of attachment was the lotus feet of Krishna, isn't it? In other words, we should develop, we should be very eager how will be renunciate. How we can renounce all these things. This renunciation, this vairagya, detachment or renunciation is most important. But this Prahlad Maharaj says also, that this so-called attached person cannot renounce all these things. It's very difficult on his part to renounce all these things. He's always thinking, how can I renounce? How can I give it up? What he is thinking, do you know? You don't know? This Prahlad Maharaj instruction. Kabham priyaya anukampitaya sangam rahasyam ruchiransa mantram sutsu tasneha sita sisuna karakhranam anuvatta citta jajat kosastu vivehumana karmani lobhada vitrutta kam aupast jeham bahumanyamana kapham virajate duranta moha. You know, it's very nice. You should know it, then take lessons. So give up that sort of hankering. How can I taste it? Dili cannot do. Isn't it? Kadham priyaya anukampitaya sangang rahasyam rujirasya mantra. The sages, the sadhus say so, the shastra say so. Give up your attachment towards body, attachment versus body, and the persons related to this body, your wife, your children, all these things, and most dear is wife, isn't it? And be renunciate. Only develop only attachment versus the lotus feet of Krishna. In other words, become vairagi, become detached, become renunciate. You understand? But the person thinks, katham priyaya anukampitaya sangam rahasyam ruchiransa mantram sutsu tasneha sita sisunam karakharanam anurakta citta. How can I give up that attachment? It's always peeping into my mind. What peeping? Priyaya anukampitaya sangam rahasya ruchirasta mantra. My dear wife. The thought of my dear wife is peeping into my mind. Smiling, his sweet voice, her smiling, her sweet voice. You understand? Her nice dealings. You understand? Her jokings. Isn't it for love? All these things are beating in my mind. How can I forget all these things? How can I forget all these things? Again, sutsu tasneha sita sisuna kadakshana anurakta citta. And the small children, those are small children, small babies, small children. So their thoughts also, and their voice also, is very nice to hear. Kalakharanang, anuvartya citta, the small baby, child comes, oh, daddy, daddy, please take me home, mammy. how can I forget all these things? You understand? There's a kosa stuti deho mana karmani no vatam trutto kam. Aupasta jeham bahumanna mana kapsum virajyate. Duranta moha. This duranta moha. Red disease. Very difficult to keep it up. Avitrupto kamo. Kamo means material desire. It cannot be satiated. Is it satiated? He says no. You? What do you say?
No.
No. You want to have it?
No.
No. That's also no and this also no. Avitrupto kamo. You see? Uncertainty. Material desire, you see. Huh? However, whatever you may get, however much you may get, still it is uncertain, isn't it? Not satisfied. So material desire is like that. Upasta deham bahumanya mana katham virajante duranta moha. Upasta jiva. You understand? Jiva means strong. Upasta means genital. You understand? The wife gives pleasure to both these two senses, mostly. Cooks nice food. And just gives, my dear husband, please sit down, take and taste it. Sits beside you. Have you experienced? No reason. Thinking, let me have this experience. The silly colour. The sense, she gives, cooks very palatable dishes, prepares, and gives, sits beside the husband, and feeds him. You understand? This is giving pleasure to all. Jyahum, then upastha indriya, genitals, then it gives pleasure to genitals at night, then sends sexual intercourse, you see. This is very difficult to keep up, isn't it, Prahla? Prahla says yes. Bahumanna mana katham tirajante turanta moha, how can I give up all these things and become a renunciate? It's impossible, you see. The Lord Maharaj says so nice things, But what is the benefit? What is the ultimate gain? All the misery. No comfort at all, no happiness, no pleasure at all, isn't it? And we are attached to these things. We are attached to all these things. How foolish we are. One must know it. You understand? That Prahlad Maharaj says here. So our only business is to develop attachment towards lotus feet of Krishna. No other. In Bihar. You understand? Phalgu river. You'll find that river is dry. No water. It's all dry. But you just dig a very small hole and just in its sand you get so much water inside. You understand? But outwardly it looks dry. Water is inside, much water. You understand? Similarly, those who are so-called vairagis, renunciates, they have put on dress of a vairagi, dress of a renunciate, as if they have renounced everything. But this is outward show. But inside, in their heart, so many material desires are there. so many, you see, like Phalguni, the river. Outwardly dry, but inside so much water. Outwardly renunciate, viragi, but inside so many material layers. This is known as Phalgu Vairagya. Rupa Goswami says this is known as Phalgu Vairagya. Prapanchika taya buddhya hari samandhi vastuna mumukhyo parityago vairagyo phalgu kathyate. You understand? Rupa Goswami has said, do you know this? This is Phalgu Vairagya. Not really Vairagya. It's deceptive Vairagya. You understand? Those Vairagis, they give up everything saying, this is Maya, this is Maya, this tape record of is Maya, this is Maya, this house is Maya, this quality of palatial building is Maya, this samsara is Maya, give up all this thing. You understand? Mumukhyo parityago. Vairagyam phalgu kathyate. You understand? Prapanchika taya buddhya. They said, this is Maya. They give up everything and go to the forest with a kopi. And there, this sort of vairagya is phalgu vairagya. Outwardly, they are vairagis. But inwardly, inside, so many meters are there. It's not real vairagya. Real vairagya is yukta vairagya. There are two types of vairagya. Phalgu vairagya and yukta vairagya. Anasaktasya visayam yadhara mukhajunjato nirbandha krishna samandhi yukta vairagya uchyate. You understand? Rupa Goswami says this. This is yukta vairagya. He has everything. He has material possessions. He has a wife, children, the person has everything, material enjoyment, material wealth, you understand? But he is not attached. He is not attached. Like Raja Janak, many say so, and is it? Raja Janak, King Janak is an ideal example, you understand? He was king, but he was not attached. Very, very detached. You understand? Anasaktasya visharam jathar mukujunjat nirbanda krishna samande yukta vairagyam uchyate. He's never attached to all these things. Jathar mukujunjat. You know, what does it mean? In Gita, there is similar verse also. Karna. Gita re achi se tadru sloka. No. তুমি 95 পৃষ্ঠার আমি চিঠি লিখছো কারণ যুক্ত কর্ম ফল ত্যক্ত সামথিং আপনতি নৈষ্ঠিক নাও দ্যাট যুক্ত বৈরাগ্য আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড ইজ হি হ্যাজ এভরিথিং বাট ইজ নেভার অ্যাটাচড টু ইট ইজ ওয়াইফ ইজ চিলড্রেন ইজ প্রপার্টি ইজ ব্যাংক ব্যালেন্স his material wealth, material enjoyment, everything. But he is not attached to it. He is only attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. You understand? And Jathara Mukujunjata. He utilizes all these things in the service of Krishna. That means he offers everything to Krishna. As we offer Krishna to Krishna. And we get his mercy, what Krishna gives. Similarly, he offers, he utilizes everything for Krishna. In other words, he engages everything, or utilizes everything in yajna karma. You understand? Yajna shishtasinas in karma. Mucyante sarva kirvishai. You understand? So it lies everything in Jagya Karma. Jagya Purush, Bhagavan Vishnu, Krishna, for his satisfaction and pleasure, and the remnants of that Jagya, you just take it. Then there will be no kilvisa, no path, no sin. You understand? One who does like that is Yukta Vairagya. You understand?